Today on Take 5, the Canope-Telfer Senate race is attracting statewide attention from pro-life and pro-family groups. Leaders of those groups say, with most things being pretty equal in a fiscally conservative way, social issues may be the deciding factor in the race. In the candidates' first live debate heard here on 1110 KBND, we asked them about social issues.
Well, I don't know where Senator Telfer stands on a lot of these issues. Since I have been a teenager, I have been pro-life. That's a tenet for me that is unchangeable. And I think most Republicans share my values as it relates to that. I'm also a supporter of traditional marriage.
4 years I've been in the Senate, a social bill has never come before us. The social issues are not issues of Oregonians right now. What is the issue is getting this economy turned around and getting Oregonians back to work, and that's where the issues are. When it comes to pro-life or pro-choice, the fact is we have a federal law. Whether I'm pro-life or pro-choice, we have to follow federal law. That's a personal opinion I may have. And so, again, my job as a state senator is to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the state of Oregon.
But the head of Oregon Right to Life believes that trend is changing, with more pro-life candidates and laws popping up in state legislatures. In a letter to potential voters, Oregon Right to Life says 80 pro-life laws have been passed across the nation in just the last year. Gail Atterbury is their lead spokesperson. Why is it that Oregon Right to Life is closely watching this race?
Oregon Right to Life specialty, in Oregon Right to Life PAC, I should say, specialty is being involved in political races where there is a pro-life candidate opposing a candidate who is not pro-life.
The Oregon Family Council is also involved in this local race that could have statewide consequences. We'll hear from that group and more from Oregon Right to Life after the break. Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my home fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Enjoy free online banking, free bill pay, and free debit cards at Home Fed. Stop by to learn more. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Take 5. The Senate District 27 Republican primary race is attracting a lot of statewide attention.
Hello, this is Gail Atterbury, Executive Director of Oregon Right to Life. In just a few days, you will be voting on one of the most important elections for the state Senate in recent memory. As an organization that cares deeply about protecting innocent human life from conception to natural death, we can't emphasize enough how important it is for you to vote for Tim Canope over his opponent, Chris Telfer.
Tim Canope is challenging incumbent Chris Telfer for that seat, and Oregon Right to Life and the Oregon Family Council are trying to get their socially conservative voters to the polls to vote for Tim Canope.
In a Republican primary, like I said, when you've got two people who are qualified, who are decent on jobs in the economy, people will look to second tier issues, so to speak.
Teresa Harkey is with the Oregon Family Council.
Right now, people care the most about jobs in the economy. But they're going to look at, okay, I feel like you're strong on economic issues, but where do you stand on the rest of the platform? And if you don't line up with the rest of the platform, you're going to start to get people who say, well, if I've got two people that are great, I'd rather go with this person. And so our job is just helping people to understand and see the difference.
We hear again from Gail Atterbury with Oregon Right to Life.
If we can trust him with life, we can trust him with the other issues. And that's basically where we're coming from. That's why I'm excited about Tim. That's why I'm excited about pro-life candidates, really, that we have running all over the state. We have a record number of pro-lifers running this year, and it's pretty exciting for us to see from our statewide perspective.
So you sent out the letters, and I see that there's a call to action. What kind of response are you getting from people in Central Oregon?
We're getting a big response. It's heartening for us to see that pro-lifers care about these candidates. We know it. But when we get a response, when we send out a mailing like one of the mailings we sent out for Tim Canope and asking people to have a lawn sign or help in other ways, it's really exciting for us to see the response.
Do you think that might sway the race because they're both fiscal conservatives?
Oh, I definitely do. Sometimes political pundits don't realize the depth of passion of pro-lifers. Given two candidates that may be equal in some